the second bite of Christmas. Quite literally. On Christmas morning, many children's eyes will light up with delight upon opening a present that reveals the wet nose and fluffy ears of a little dog, cat, or other little mammal. But these wonderful additions to the family come preloaded with the perfect little weapons to puncture the flesh of an overzealous cuddler. Part of the correct management of mammalian bites is the use of prophylactic antibiotics. To make sure we choose the right one, here is Dr. David Sorrell.
So with the management of not just dog bites, but also bites from any mammal, you have to be very careful in the management as far as prophylaxis and treatment of infection. So the predominant organism in cat and dog bites is Pastorella. And Pastorella is resistant to all macrolides and first-generation cephalosporins, as well as several other antibiotics. So if you have a dog or a cat bite, then you need to use a different form of antibiotics to treat Pastorella. With human bites, your concern is Echinella coridens. So Echinella is in the similar vein in that it's resistant to those common antibiotics. So the only single antibiotic that can be used to adequately treat or prophylaxis human dog or cat bites is Augmentin or amoxicillin clavulanate. The choices, if you're not using that or you've got a penicillin allergy, is two antibiotics. So according to BPAC, they suggest metronidazole plus doxycycline. And if you've got a child, metronidazole plus cotrimoxazole. Obviously, there are other antibiotic choices such as ciprofloxacin, et cetera, but those are the mainline antibiotics. It's possible that if the infection is purely caused by staph or strep, it will work. But the thing is that the predominant organism, bearing in that they're almost always polymicrobial, will not be treated by cefazolin. And so I have seen situations go badly wrong when a true Pastorella infection has been treated with flucloxacillin or cefazolin, and the infection has got much worse, resulting in surgical debridement of the injury. So the thing to remember for bites is Augmentin or two antibiotics.
So make sure you don't go barking up the wrong tree with your choice of antibiotics when managing any mammalian bites. If you are considering an animal companion as a gift, please remember that this is a commitment for the life of the animal and not just for Christmas. Please always consider adopting from a shelter and be a responsible owner by neutering, vaccinating and microchipping the animal. If you're not in the market for a pet, many shelters get overrun at this time of year, so you can always consider donating food, blankets, toys, or maybe just a little bit of your time for a cuddle. We'll be back tomorrow with the next bite of Christmas. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.